Terry walked along the deck of the waveguard, watching Hux and the crew drop anchor. They had decided on a spot near the coast of what appeared to be an island, still far from the mainland. The crystal-white beaches stretched on, so at first Terry assumed this to be part of a greater landmass, but Hux had insisted it was only one in a string of islands. The Happy Rocks, he had called them, named for a nursery rhyme. Ludo stretched his arm, cracking his neck and shoulder. "What are we doing here?" he asked. "I see no villages." Hux let out a loud chuckle.
"Rest easy, my friends. We've only come to retrieve a package. Then we'll continue on our way."
"What sort of package?" asked Terry.
"A trade between two traders,"
Hux said ambiguously. He went to the side of the boat, leaping onto the railing overlooking the water.
"I'll return soon and we can leave."
"Are you swimming to the beach from here?" asked Terry. Hux laughed again.
"Not quite,"
he said, then jumped into the water, diving into the darkness below and disappearing. Terry watched with curiosity, waiting for the Wavemaster to return. A few minutes passed, however, and he began to worry.
"Where is he? Shouldn't he be back by now?"
"He must be very deep," said Ludo, as though he wasn't concerned.
"He'll drown if he doesn't hurry," said Terry.
Ludo looked at him.
"What do you mean?" "Hux is a Wavemaster."
"So?" asked Terry. "What's that got to do with drowning?"
Ludo raised an eye.
"Wavemasters don't drown, Terry."
"What?"
he asked.
"Has Hux not explained this to you?"
Terry shook his head.
"Ah, well, I apologize. I thought you knew. Wavemasters are expert swimmers and divers. They can stay beneath the water for hours."
"Seriously?" asked Terry. "Do they have gills or something?"
Ludo chuckled.
"No, my friend. Wavemasters are trained from the time they are children. In the same way that you and I have learned to fly, the Wavemasters have mastered their bodies and learned to swim. It is in their chakra, and so they belong in the sea."
Terry watched and waited for Hux to return. After several minutes, when his attention had begun to fade, he noticed a bubble rise and pop from deep below the water. Several more followed soon. A figure moved below, and for a moment, Terry could have sworn it was a large fish, the way it moved gracefully and quickly and naturally. Hux emerged, splashing water onto the side of the boat. He waved at the crew and they cheered, lowering a rope ladder to lift him up. As he reached the deck, Hux swung his legs around, bringing a pool of salt water with him. Beneath his arm, Hux carried a small wooden box. Strands of seaweed had gotten stuck in the cracks, and Terry wondered how far below the surface the treasure had been waiting.
"I'll be in my quarters,"
announced the captain of the waveguard. He motioned to Terry and Ludo.
"Join me shortly, friends. I need to change out of these clothes first."
When Hux was out of sight, Terry looked at Ludo. "What do you think is in the box?"
"Perhaps some form of contraband," said Ludo.
"Contraband?" asked Terry. "You think he's smuggling illegal materials?"
"Wavemasters do not believe in laws," said Ludo. "If they did, we might not be aboard this ship."
Indeed, Hux had allowed the two of them to hide aboard his boat, defying the law in the process. He'd barely given it a second thought, in fact, taking them largely at their word. Anyone else might have turned them away. But not Hux. Not this Wavemaster. So maybe he was more than a simple sailor. Maybe he was a smuggler, too. Did it really matter?